Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Good God, I almost forgot how to radio. I forgot how to do it. Hi, how are you? Monday morning, Halloween week.
Woo-hoo!
Good town, scary week.
Yes.
You could tell over the weekend that it struck everybody.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, town scary. I must have got 20 messages of, and it's weird, and it's really weird. Like, why would we not be at town? Are you going to be at town scary? Yeah, we've been at all the other ones. You know, it's kind of our thing. Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, the tradition continues this year. We promise.
I couldn't, and I started thinking when the first town scary was, and I couldn't tell you when it was.
Oh wow!
I'm thinking. When did Town Square? When did they build Town Square?
Oh God, I don't know. Years ago.
01? 01? Maybe.
Yeah. Have you been involved that long?
Oh, I'm telling you, like maybe the second year that Town Square was open, they went, we should do a thing called Town Scary.
And you know why that's true? Because Town Square, opened up November 14th, 2007.
I knew
so they couldn't have had
07.
Well, I got a lot of love on our pump choppers from Terribles. A lot of texts. Hey,
I'll tell you what,
Michaela, go into Town Scary.
Michaela's done a lot of stuff. She's been involved in a lot of things.
I know.
She never feels more like a celebrity
than
when we're on the pump toppers at Terribles.
So true. I was at my gig last night at Doberman, and multiple people were like, "Hey, look at my phone. Saw you guys," and I was like, thanks, pals. Way to go.
So that's the real. Doesn't matter. How many Instagram followers you got? 1.6 million?
Yeah.
Oh, did you say, is it 1.7 now?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Please make a note of it.
Yeah.
It's 1.7.
Make a little note of that, babe.
Ordinarily, we celebrate these things. 1.7, y'all.
Thank you very much. The toad board
flipped 1.7.
It truly means nothing because what's important to me is pump toppers.
No, 1.7 million is significant. You can down. Let me have this moment for you. Let me do this. Okay. You don't need to downplay it because I'm making a point with all of this. 1.7 million. Adrian, how many YouTube subscribers do you have?
To 130,000, 40,000.
Come on, he got the 130. Let's go. We didn't even talk about the 130. Get on the freaking Pump Toppers at Terribles, and that's it. That's the height. Yes.
Yeah. Pumped it.
Terribles, Pump Toppers. Yes. No, that's the height.
So stupid. It's so dumb of me.
I don't make the rules. I don't get to decide. It's just how it is. I'm torn on can you pinpoint absolute best part of your weekend yet?
Yes. Yes.
God dang it.
But Adrian? It wouldn't have happened if it didn't happen yesterday.
Adrian, you're good?
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, God.
It's a whole weekend thing, but yes.
Yours came in, Michaela, yours came in late yesterday?
Yeah, last night.
The one that's spoiling it for me came in last night. And I'm trying to decide which one. And again, I'm hung up by my own rules where you got to be specific and you got to pick one. You can't just go, oh, great, hung out with kids.
Yeah.
Everybody does that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But how exciting that you have so many like great things that you're like, oh man, let me just choose this. Because even last week we were like, what is it? And you're like, man, okay, there's two things I want to go
last
between.
Last weekend was good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This one is just two. This one's two. Okay. And they're completely, you know what? I am going to tell them both. I'll choose one, but I'll tell them both. How about that?
Yes.
I'll choose one, but I'll tell them both. One and 1A, because they're totally different. Jessica Simpson tickets. You know, it was funny. We talked to her last week about that show at Planet Hollywood. And then I went, why don't we give away some tickets? So, yeah, we'll do that with the first pick in just a minute.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
My God, did you see the guidelines for dressing up at work for Halloween?
No.
There's a thing out. Now, I'm shocked that this company hasn't laid something down. But we have not. My guess is also that watch for the email for the last second pizza party on Friday. Oh, no. We're doing a thing. We're doing a pre-party before Town Scary.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forget. Which I thought was really great. We haven't done that in a long time. We have. In fact, I don't remember ever doing it. We've all gone over to Yard House after Town Scary and post-gamed. A little bit, but we've never had a pre-party for Town Scary. They were saying Halloween 1 week away. Oh, and Michaela's got an issue. Got a costume issue. We'll get into it later on in the show.
Thank you.
I will say this up front. I believe your instincts are solid, Michaela.
Thank you very much. Okay, good.
I think you're...
Honestly, I don't need advice. If that's what you think, I'm moving on. I'm just kidding.
Well, we got to play it out because here's what's funny. I think your instincts are right, but I might not have a proper read on what your instincts are. Yeah, so that's the issue. I think you're right, but I'm not sure if I'm asking the right question yet.
Okay, fair. Listen, I can be wrong. If you agree with me, I'm on it.
So when in doubt, I always have your back. I don't care. I don't care how wrong you are. I'll defend your right, dude. I always tell everybody, I got a truck and a shovel, and nobody ever expects me to be the one. So I got your play, no matter what. Make sure to talk to your manager or HR first, especially if this is your first Halloween at the job. You don't want to be the first. You don't want to be the only person that didn't get the memo about dressing up.
Oh my God. It's like in Legally Blonde when she shows up at the costume party as a Playboy bunny and everyone's like, what are you doing? She's
what
like,
is okay, this?
I wanted to look like this.
And they just have the little masks and the little masquerade ball thing. Make sure your costume won't interfere with your job. Check your calendar because if you've got a meeting that day and you're in your Playboy bunny costume, you might get the wrong idea. If you do dress up, bring a change of clothes.
Oh, smart.
That's
okay.
Smart. Mm-hmm. That's way smart.
Yeah.
Bring the backpack because something might come up and you don't want to be stuck in your costume.
Totally.
Having to deal with corporate. All of a sudden, corporate has it, but it's Tuesday. We're cool. Nope.
That's actually hilarious. You're just like negotiating in this ridiculous, stupid costume.
And use some common sense. I was going to save this for later on this week, but I think now would be a good time. Where did it go? I got to find it. The kid wore, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. His son is in third grade. They had an actual Halloween party at his school. I guess kids don't do that anymore.
Really?
They don't have Halloween parties. Yeah, because everybody's so worried about offending people.
Well, this year in Nevada, kids aren't going to have school on Friday, so it's like Nevada
Day. Nevada Day pops on a lot of Halloween. I believe Nevada Day is Halloween every year.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Not just on the fourth Thursday. They just do it on the 31st. They get Halloween off.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every year. They had an actual Halloween party. Parents were invited. His wife was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. So obviously the family's all in. He came to the party the third. He came or the. Oh, no. The dad came to the party dressed as a mammogram machine. Sorry, I've only read this over once. I said we'll use this later on this week. Dad came as a mammogram machine, which how would you know? Do you have to put a sign on the front?
Get them done, and I have no idea what that looks like.
Yeah, I couldn't. I'd go. What are you?
Do you make French fries?
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Yeah,
I don't know what you are. they sent him home because they said the costume was too inappropriate for third grade. He was upset because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and obviously is a big thing in their family. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's a little.
Yeah, it's a bit of a stretch, my guy.
I don't know if it's the best costume, but inappropriate.
Next time.
You think it's a stretch for him, or think it's a stretch?
A little, especially for third grade. Like, I don't know who, I don't know what the intended audience is for that. Like, who's supposed to go you're a mammogram!
But by the same token, yeah, it raises more questions than answers, but by the same token, do you send him home?
Yeah, does it make it inappropriate just because it's like a weird costume?
Well, sometimes if you throw off the vibe, bro, you gotta go.
Little kids are going home. They're like, my teacher was a mammogram.
We're not worried about the questions. We're worried about the vibe. Like, bro, you're bringing us down.
Period.
What you're doing us out, bro.
I respect that. I hear that now.
Listen, we've got orange high C.
Yeah.
We've got pizza. You know, cookies. We've got cookies with no gluten and no peanuts.
Yeah.
And everything.
And
stop
you really,
it.
You brought and the mood down.
Now you're coming in with this industrial strength costume.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing? Go home.
All right, fine. Okay.
Maybe I've changed my vote. All right. First pick, Jessica Simpson tickets. What was the absolute best part of your weekend coming up next?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, you guys are ready. I'm still not ready fully, but 702-364-9898. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Please be specific. For Jessica Simpson tickets live in Las Vegas. Why does every show, can we just put out a blanket memo? Can we make some sort of rule that we get it that you're going to be live? Every show now is live in Las Vegas. And we get it. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking mess about Jess or anybody, because later on, do you know who Andrew Santino is? Super funny guy. He's a redhead dude. You do know him. Let me see his face.
I'll look at his face.
What's his podcast? Best Friends.
Yeah, Best Friends. He's got the one. Is the podcast. He was on Dave on FX.
He
played the manager.
He's that guy.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yes, he's that guy
from that thing.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah, got it.
It's same with Andrew Santino. Tickets later on this morning. Tickets to Andrew Santino live.
I love it.
Well, no,
it's because it looks sexy on the marquee. I think that's why. It looks sexy on the marquee.
I know. Just sometimes things bother me and I got to get them off my chest.
Yell it out.
So if you want to see Jessica Simpson, we've got tickets right now. Go back if you missed the interview. It's on the Chet Buchanan Show podcast. She's fantastic. She hasn't changed a bit. She's just her. She's fun and funny and just still an absolute smoke show.
Absolutely.
And let's go. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, Michaela, absolute best part of your weekend.
Yesterday on my IG stories, a girlfriend and I were talking about perimenopause and what age it starts.
Are you feeling the change? Are you starting to get the hot flashes?
No, we were talking about fertility. We were talking about like just all the womanly body things. And then my girlfriend was like, wait, when does like perimenopause start? We saw this TikTok. So I asked on my IG stories, the amount of women that answered and were so funny about it. One was like, sure. I think I started at 35. I was putting my head in the freezer. The hot flashes were insane. Like the answers were so hysterical. It was also just so relatable. Some people were like, starts as early as 35, starts as late as 45. But it was just so cute. And it was like things that are a little taboo or embarrassing to talk about. The girls were in the DMs and then like putting themselves in group chats and sending to me. I loved it.
Yeah, so my wife battles lupus. You know what I mean? And so I'm always I try to be anyway. I try to be very in tune to what she's doing and how she's feeling. Yeah. And there's so many times where I'm like, you okay? Is everything all right? She's like, yes. I'm just kidding. I'm a woman.
It's like, I'm gonna add Amy to this group chat I just got brought into. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, definitely. Because no, she's got stories. Yeah. She's like, I was just outside. It's not hot outside, but God, I'm sweating.
I know. The women were going crazy. It's totally understandable. But it was just cute.
Adrian, absolute best part of your weekend.
The takeover of the strip with ComplexCon for its second straight year. ComplexCon was amazing this weekend.
Say more. What did I miss?
There was a lot of stuff going on, a lot of concerts, a lot of performances. Every fashion brand in the world had a booth set up at ComplexCon.
What is ComplexCon?
So Complex is, you know, they cover culture, everything from streetwear and shoes to sports to music. So they had performances, The Clips, Young Thug, Peso Pluma, Yeet, a whole bunch of different artists.
You. That is all you.
But the fashion and everything that you can pick up at the booths is like amazing.
Yeah,
like,
Jordan Brand released three new Jordans throughout the weekend. Mm-hmm.
That is all you.
Leading with some shoes with Las Vegas. Asia Wilson had her own. She was on stage doing. They had a whole bunch of panels as well too.
Sure.
Hearing Fat Joe talk about having to spend $45,000 on some Jordans because it was the one shoe he didn't have a connect for was like hilarious. But there was a
different
lot
world.
Of celebrities, a lot of streamer culture too.
Yeah.
Like when you hear Kai Cenat and DDG. Yeah. No, it was pretty fun. It was fantastic.
I'm shocked you came to work today. You probably needed it. You need a day of rest.
And the coolest thing as a dad, Quavo and Rey Mysterio. Did a panel, and of course, if there's a wrestler there, I'm front row. Brought my son, and my son's seen Rey Mysterio before, but he's never been that close to him. So when Rey Mysterio came out on stage, my son said to himself, he wasn't talking to me, he just said to himself, he goes, he's real.
Oh my gosh,
that's A1. That's dope.
Oh my God, that is solid. That is solid.
We got to get to
702-364-9898. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? We got to hustle now and get it in. First, we got to get in Huntrix.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
And first things first, let's hear from, who's on the phone?
We got Jaden from Centennial Hills.
Yeah, let's talk to Jaden. What was the absolute best part of your weekend, Jaden?
Good morning. The best part was definitely my son's fifth birthday party that we threw on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? How come?
Well, 5 is kind of like a milestone number for us, and that was our first born. So it's kind of next year he starts school, so he's kind of, you know, not a baby anymore. He's stepping into a bigger kid.
Gotcha. That's awesome. It's funny you would bring that up. I got an email this morning, and I haven't gone all the way through it, but they're fighting. They're fighting because they're having a kid's birthday party, and did you do goodie bags?
Oh God!
My wife did. I didn't, but yeah.
Yep, and that's what you know. What that? Go ahead, Jaden. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, goodie bags. My wife did them. I didn't, but yeah, we did them at the party.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what they're fighting about. It's stressful enough. I think their kid's like 9 or 10. I think he's a little older. I know this dude, but I don't know this dude. And he goes, I'm drawing the line at goodie bags. My wife wants to do them. I don't want to do them. It's not enough that we're bringing these people to our house and we're feeding them and they're going to have a great time and they got to go home with something.
Like, it's true, though.
He needs to relax. Yeah. It's usually just like a Twix bar in there, and that's it.
Dude, I feel like not in this,
little stick.
Not I don't think so.
It's gotten so intense. Even my sister-in-law was like, you got to do like extravagant things now for these five, six, seven-year-olds.
We've gotten out of control.
Yeah, we have.
As a people on a lot of things.
But that's everything. Homecoming invitations, all that.
Hey, Jaden, have a great time at Jessica Simpson a couple of Saturdays from now, November 8th at Planet Hollywood.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Have fun.
All right, buddy. Hang on one second.
Okay, Chetty, I want to know what's going on with you.
Oh, okay. So the 1A was, and this is a little inside baseball for us, but Michaela, you know our radio buddy, Bender?
Yeah.
I saw him this weekend.
Nice.
And it was great. And so there's this guy, and I'm sure we all have like work friends like this, that we know each other. We've known each other. He's been in radio almost as long as I have. We've crossed paths 1,000 times at different, you know, like kind of we've worked at the same stations, but at different times. And we're good friends. But this may be like the third time I've ever seen him in person.
Ugh, that's so real, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I feel like I know him better than I know most people.
Yeah, for sure.
That was good.
Yeah.
But honestly, but the number one, Friday night, U.S. Vets, record number of people attended the gala to honor those who served. And so the executive director had hoped to make, I think it was $266,000. I blurted it out on stage because you know how my particular brand. I don't think I have OCD. I'm just wound a little tight.
Yeah.
And so I said, 266 BS, we're doing 3. And she was like, and we did almost 330,000 by the
Let's
time
it was all in.
Yeah. And so it was dope. And it was just a good night. And thanks to
Dude,
everybody.
That's
who was
amazing.
There.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And that's it. Yeah, that's my story.
330? All right.
Yeah, no good. And, more good feelings. More what? More good feeling stories of the day coming up in just a minute. I was so excited. I got all tongue-tied. Got all worked up. And then we have, you and I may have inadvertently blurted this out. Don't say it. But remember the other thing that we're giving away tickets to this week that we talked about?
Yeah.
That again, don't say it now because we're supposed to say it at 7.
Okay, fine.
And I looked and I believe this secret is being kept fairly well.
Okay. It's actually being kept so well that I actually forgot. I'm saying, yes, I remember, well, but I'm trying to remember and I'm not. So good for everyone.
As long as you and I can hold our water for another 28 minutes, that story will stay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Coming up in moments on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good feeling stories of the day coming up in just a minute.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
First off, Mika, did you hear that they caught those guys? Well, they caught two out of the four. They believe there were four people that pulled off the heist at the Louvre
The
Napoleon jewels. Apparently, these guys were like the gang that couldn't shoot straight. Like, they're like the worst criminals of all time.
Someone already was like, you know, a Netflix special is coming out next month. Can't wait.
1 million. And these guys, apparently these guys left stuff behind. There was DNA all over the place. They could have, yeah. And they caught a couple of them. I think they were trying to get on a plane and get out of the country.
Yeah.
But they, yeah, these guys are, the reason why I bring it up is I want to check this out. I haven't heard this audio yet, but if I may really quick, there was a guy who worked for a car rental company in Syracuse, New York, and systematically just took 47 vehicles from the car rental place.
Nice.
Oh, sure. You know, I got to be honest, Adrian. When you're doing all this fight the power, fight the man stuff, I'm wondering if possibly you're screwing us over behind our backs. Just so you know, the more that you're doing it, I'm keeping an eye on our stuff.
He's
putting office pencils. Supplies in his shirt right now, just so you know.
I'm going straight to Staples after this. Uh-huh. Give me a gift card. Like to return this, well, no receipt.
Times
okay,
are tough.
So this dude is not stealing the cars so that he can go fence them. You know what I mean? So he can go sell them. He's actually, he wanted to start his own car rental business. Which I don't know why that's so funny to me, but it is. Here is the chief of police in Syracuse, New York, talking about the man who is accused of doing it, one Milton Thompson III.
There was no point at any point that we covered in our investigation that there was any attempt by this employee to bring the vehicles back. I know that he did have some insider knowledge that others wouldn't have had that kind of made it a little bit easier than it would have been for a normal person to steal these cars. He was renting them out and then they were continuously being used until they were put in the law enforcement system and then stopped by a police officer or law enforcement agency to get them.
It's just dumb. Mm-hmm. It's like the Louvre guys.
Yeah.
They think it was an inside job. They had to have had some help. They're trying to find those other people.
Totally.
Yeah. Adrian, as far as I know at this point, you're on your own. Unless you have a co-conspirator.
No, just me. That we're
gonna not go check his car when we leave today.
Yeah.
A little drive-by. I got
notepads.
It.
The notepads are out there.
We did. You know what the big office scandal was for a long time? There was somebody who did get fired. Because they were stealing. And what did they steal? They were in the promotions department. And what were they stealing? Tickets. Concert tickets? No. That would make too much sense. Mm-hmm. Like concert tickets to a really good show that costs a lot of money. You know what I mean? Something like, no. They stole circus tickets. Now, to their credit, they had a young kid and they wanted to take them. What's stupid about it is we had more circus tickets than we would ever know what to do with. And they could have just asked for them. And they would have said, however, whatever you want, bro, we will give you. But he thought he was being shady and didn't realize that. And by the way, just for future reference, you know that closet back by the back door? there's a camera that points right on that door just in case you decide that you might want to go in there and grab something.
Michaela perked up. Hold on.
I'm just saying. Over there. There's a camera back there.
I'll stand in front of it.
No, you won't.
It's not even tall enough.
Especially not you. All 5 foot nothing of you.
Don't
all
five block the camera.
You're not blocking nothing.
It's just my face looking in the camera trying to figure it out.
You're right. Because you go, oh, there's the camera over there. And it's really the camera over here.
Yeah, I actually love being on camera, so I miss it altogether. I'm like, hey, guys, welcome to my show. You're like, you're the worst criminal ever.
This is me. I'm perfecting my sleight of hand.
Yeah. Hey, Chad, watch me make these. Look.
Yeah, watch me make these disappear.
Idiot.
So, yeah, fine. That's great. All right, good feeling stories of the day. There's a Navy vet who's in the news for breaking two world records. It's not that exciting, but it's exciting enough. And honest to God, never mess with old people once they get an idea in their head. I'm going to leave it at that. Then a pretty major concert announcement and the very first pair of tickets for said concert all coming up. I would stay here if I was you.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Got some good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is pretty great. I'm actually going to start here. I feel like we do a pretty great job in this town of Halloween spirit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think Vegas is pretty good.
Absolutely.
North Palm Beach, not so much, apparently. Well, they are now. They weren't a couple of weeks ago. A woman named Jill Parker posted up a video of her son. His name is Reef. That's awesome.
Yeah, love
that. Reef was not pleased about the level of Halloween excitement in North Palm Beach. He's four. He was calling people out. People saw the video and decided they'd get their act together. Here is Reef, his mom, and neighbors talking about how, you know, the Halloween spirit, thanks to Reef, is now happening in North Palm Beach, Florida.
I still have all this Halloween stuff, and I'm starting to lose interest in it, but then kids like Reese come by, and they drive by, and they slow down, and the kids love looking at my decorations, and it brings back the spirit.
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween! Yeah, all right. Good job, Reeve. Oh, boy. There's a Navy vet named Mike McCastle. He's in the news. He broke two world records. He did 4 miles. Michaela, do you do lunges? I've never seen you doing lunges on your workout videos.
I do, but I really, really hate them so much.
Mm.
But they're
that's
good.
That's why you don't record them? Because you hate it so much?
Yeah, I hate them so much. And they're not great for your knees. And, I'm not 20 anymore, so... Be careful.
He broke the records for most lunges in an hour and the longest distance covered.
Woo!
Doing the lunges. But the reason why is pretty solid.
Cutting the pace, taking recovery when I needed to, taking longer breaks if I needed to, but just continuing on. And I would actually say out loud, one more lunge. One more lunch.
Well, that's great. He didn't tell why he did it, though. hang on. Now I got to find the story. He did it, I want to say, to show his three-year-old grandson, that he wanted to prove. Hang on. I'm finding it. Dedicated the feat to his three-year-old son to teach him about perseverance. Sometimes you got to check the audio.
That's it. Sometimes.
No, that's good. That's it?
That's
it's not enough?
No, I'm saying that's you got it. The end. Perfect. That's
oh,
it.
I thought you were saying, that's it? That's
oh.
all?
That's like, come on.
That was all it was? Oh, money. Fine. Well, that's
boring.
Not much.
No.
That's
what,
Finally this morning, and maybe the best one, this guy named Frank has launched a Taylor Swift fan club at his retirement community in Omaha, Nebraska.
Nice.
Old people in Omaha. It's fantastic. One of the workers at the retirement home was upset because she had written numerous fan letters to Taylor Swift and had not received a response.
Sorry, Frank.
Come on, Taylor.
Frank says,
Frank and Co.
Frank, who is 95 years old, looks at this worker and says, I know some people.
Oh, Italian.
So Frank started a Taylor Swift fan club at the retirement home. The club grew rapidly from 10 to 20 members, eventually climbing into triple digits. Because as word got out amongst the other Swifties, then they all wanted to join the old people fan club because they think it's adorable, right?
Because it is.
So now you can't join the Remington Heights Retirement Community Taylor Swift fan club in Omaha, Nebraska. Salute. Because you have to know somebody to get in. Damn. You have to have a sponsor to be part of their club. On Wednesdays, we wear pink. You can't sit at our table.
Sounds like the work of Frank would do.
Many people nationwide, however, are circumventing the system. They're like, fine, we don't need to be part of your club. We just want to support your club. And they, like Molly in North Carolina, who has sent cookies, friendship bracelets, and encouragement. I loved reading your story, and I hope these cookies and bracelets make your life of a showgirl listening party a little more enjoyable. Frank has secured an audience because they're in Omaha, Kansas City, you know, next town over.
Sure.
Frank, who's 95 years old, remember, has secured an audience with Taylor and Travis Kelce after a Chiefs game, of which we're not so sure Frank's not going to be in the suite with Taylor.
Incredible.
He also has marriage advice for the two, okay. But he declines to say it publicly.
He says
that's between, and in true Frank fashion, mm-hmm. He says that's between me and them.
Oh, excuse us, Frank. Our bad.
It's awesome. It's your good feeling stories of the day. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Hey, stay close. A major concert announcement. And Nicole Torres of Spring Valley tries to become our 28th five-time champion on Michaela's hometown throwdown. We'll do that next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Welcome to the 10th day. Oh, I'm sorry, it's 7:10. Sorry, I have no idea what I was doing right there.
You ready for toy drive?
A Monday. I'm a little Monday-ish today. I got a little, somebody's got a case for Mondays. It's a little, it's weird. Like my brain's engaged, but it's not all the way locked in, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
A little loose. So 7:10, it's Monday, the 27th day of October, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. We are, to your point, Adrian, we are 38 days until Toy Drive. We got a 3 in front of that day. 38 days until Toy Drive. And oddly enough, 50 days from now. That'll be it. We're done.
I know. 38 days.
Yeah, man.
Insane.
VGK, tough weekend. Shut out in Florida. Overtime loss in Tampa Bay. Yikes. It doesn't get better. Carolina, who many people believe right now is the number one team in the league. Tomorrow at 3:30. Golden Knights hope to get things together. Raiders had a bye. UNLV had a bye. They'll get back in action this weekend. Running Rebels next week. Lady Rebels next week. It's getting late. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's getting Town Scary this Friday. Halloween this Friday. Nevada Day this Friday. Kids are out of school. It's getting late.
Listen, all I can think of when you say Lady Rebels is Toy Drive when I got to meet them last year. And they were so lovely, the whole UNLV team. And I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I literally visualize that every time you say that.
Rebel, Lady Rebels coach Lindy LaRock is truly one of my favorite people on this planet. And I think it's amazing that they were able to get her to sign another contract through 2030.
1,000%.
She is the hot name in women's basketball awesome. Right now. And the fact that she said, I will stay home in the city that I grew up in. Yes. And you know what I mean? And dude, it's awesome. Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Serious business. I'm amazed that they were able to keep it quiet. I scoured social media this weekend and nobody was saying nothing. Demi Lovato is announcing the It's Not That Deep tour with special guest Adela, not Adele. Don't trip out. There are some people trip it like losing it because you can't, because there are people who can't spell.
Yeah.
And they're, oh my God, Demi Lovato. And then there's already the argument of she shouldn't be headlining. Adele should. Well, that's because it's not Adele. So stop it.
Yes.
Weirdo. Yeah.
Reading is fundamental. Like,
just stop it. Reading is fundamental. Yeah, knowledge is power.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Adela is the special guest. The It's Not That Deep tour coming to MGM Grand Garden Arena Friday, May 8th, 2026. Our friends at Live Nation have done it again. And we will have tickets for you. You know what? Hang on a second. Let's do this right now. Nicole Torres of Spring Valley, trying to become our 28th five-time champ all-time in Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. You want to take her down? You want the very first pair of tickets to go see Demi Lovato in the It's Not That Deep tour in May? Well, then you best get on the phone and be caller number 25 right now. 702-364-9898. Good luck.
So wait, did I really make it worse? I knew there was a chance of that. That just by the mere mention of seeing it's happened already.
Yeah.
Because
Demi
Lovato is coming to MGM Grand Garden Arena. They just announced it. Her opening act is a lovely woman named Adela, A-D-E-L-A.
Yes.
Which for whatever reason, and I had noticed this almost immediately on social media of, oh my God, Adele. And the fight has already started because people can't spell, nor can they read. And you're telling me that people are calling for what?
Adele tickets.
Okay.
Great.
Way to go, Chetty.
Is this really on me? Is this one really my fault?
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I want to be real clear. Is this one really? I'm willing to take responsibility.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself as an adult that I'm. I don't know that I can take credit for this one.
Okay, don't. Give it back to Demi Lovato.
Folks, the residency is over. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it's Demi Lovato with Adela. Well, let's start here. Nicole Torres of Spring Valley, our four-time champion, trying to become the 28th all-time five-time champ on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We're clear that this is Demi Lovato and Adela, correct?
Yes, good. I am clear.
Good, thank you. Excellent. Who else is on the phone, Adrian?
That'll be Nolene Schmidt representing the Chills.
Nolene, we're clear on who and or what we're playing for, right?
Well, I can read and I can hear, so yeah.
Let's go!
We're off to a good start.
Right. Nolene's a little spicy this morning. I like it.
I love a little spicy in the morning.
I like all of it. Make sure y'all buzz in with your name when you think you know the answer to the question. But please do not answer until we have called upon you, because while you think you may have gotten in first, you very well may not have. And our quiz master, we call her the commissioner. Why is that, Nicole?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Her last name is Gordon. The one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
In sad news, the first lady of Raider Nation has passed. What is her name?
Ooh, that's tough.
That is tough.
Nicole,
who may very well have Googled in that short amount of time. And if she did, we're super proud of her.
I'm pretty sure it's Carol Davis.
Is it Carol?
Yeah.
God dang, would we have accepted Mrs. Davis? Because that was going to be my answer.
Yeah, I would have, but she's
would we have
she
accepted
knew.
Mark's mom? Would that have worked?
I wasn't thinking about it, but yeah, maybe I would have. Yeah.
Okay.
It's true.
Because I was like, dang, I'd like to believe. Did you Google that?
No, I remembered it on the news, but I was thinking, is her name Carol?
Uh-huh. That's where I got it too. Yeah, when I saw the news this morning.
Good for you. That's honestly, Nolene, this is what you're up against today. That's why she's the champ.
Mm-hmm.
One zip champion.
This singer's new album has spent 3 solid weeks at number 1, but she's still not going on tour. What's her name?
Nicole. Taylor Swift.
Is it Taylor Swift? Sure is.
That's right.
Sure is. Well, she don't need to go on tour. She just came off tour.
Yeah.
She don't need to go on.
Here's a new album. Enjoy it.
God, go on tour again.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great? How cool is that when you're that big of an artist that you don't need to tour to back the album?
Yeah, it's great.
You sweat. I'll tour when I feel like it. Yeah. Don't worry about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living the life of a showgirl.
Yeah,
I'm
just
not
listen
sweating
to the tunes, babe.
Yeah, the Eras tour is going to have to be enough for you.
Yeah, sorry.
It's going to be fine.
The tunes.
Babe.
Yeah, sorry, babe. The tunes, babe.
That's the professional way of saying it.
All right, that should be on a t-shirt. Just listen to the tunes, babe. Chip Buchanan Show.
Duh.
Hold it. Get that clip. Let's make that a sweeper. Let's make that a sweeper. Let's make something out of it.
All right, babe.
Nicole 2. Nolene's just hoping that this passes quickly.
How many days until toy drive?
Nicole.
Ooh, we just said it. Good one, Michaela.
Nicole
to become our fifth. God, what's wrong with my brain? I keep skipping steps to become our 28th all-time 5-time champion. Your answer, please. How many days till toy drive?
38 days.
Is it 38 days? You know it is. You know it is. Game over.
Dang.
Game over.
Nick, you're so good. It's crazy.
Yay, I'm so excited. Do you guys still give the belt? I'm excited about the belt.
Listen, we're not allowed to talk about the belt on the air. That's a thing. But I'll put it to you this way. Whatever Nicole, you and I do off the air is nobody else's business.
Okay.
This is what I say to you. Nolene, I gotta be honest. We should take another shot at this down the road because
please call back.
Yeah, call back tomorrow. Fresh new start tomorrow. Nicole's out of here finally. Let some people breathe.
Yeah,
good Lord.
Hey, everybody. Thank you.
She's so good. Yeah, you're so good. Our 28th all-time 5-time champion, Nicole Torres of Spring Valley, everybody.
Yay! Yes!
Nice work on Michaela's hometown throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, I forgot to tell you about this Demi Lovato show that is coming to MGM Grand Garden Arena on Friday, May 8th, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. They also wanted me to tell you, and it's also important news, that the pre-sale, hang on, I'm finding it. The pre-sale is tomorrow. The Demi Lovato artist pre-sale. That's tomorrow. The pre-sale, you know how it is. There's 7,000 pre-sales. And then the pre-sale is Thursday. You know what I mean? So if you're like in the Demi Lovato sphere, and the people that are way into Demi Lovato are way into Demi Lovato.
Sure, sure.
Our former producer here, Maddie, loved Demi Lovato like nobody else. Just absolutely, that was me,
yeah.
Michaela. That wasn't you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Loved Demi Lovato.
He signed me something, and I was like.
And she's pushing buttons, and I'm like, no, we're good. That's me.
Yeah.
Sorry. So pre-sales, yada, yada. And then tickets go on sale for everybody Friday at 10 a.m. at AXS.com. And there's VIP packages and meet and greets and all kinds of.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, go to VIPNation.com. Check that
Listen,
out.
Listen, I want her to rock it. I'm rooting for her all the time, and I think she looks better and sounds better than ever.
Amen. You know what? Leave that right there, because that's the gospel right there, and I don't know that I can build upon that, so we'll leave that right there, because you
Adrian,
have nailed it
laughing?
On the head.
Once,
yeah,
nice.
I don't know why. Why are you mocking us all morning
why
long?
Are you
what's your deal?
Over there?
Anything,
what?
And I haven't said
you're mocking
on the
everything.
You're talking about behind the scenes stuff on air. People can't see us. I've done nothing.
We're authentic, brother. It all comes out.
I was being a nice guy.
I wasn't. Why are you? What are you laughing at?
I just love Michaela's support.
Yeah, you're not supportive, Michaela. You're calling him out too. No, listen, I appreciate you. You're and the way that you move through the world. I do.
Thank you.
You're not being nice about it. Why are you laughing?
I was being nice to Demi until Adrian started laughing.
Oh, to Demi, not to Adrian. No. Okay, no. Sorry, I've misunderstood the whole thing. My bad. Yeah. What are you laughing at, Adrian?
You were about to hit a button. Chet, and then Michaela just goes on this, and she sounds better than she's ever sounded before, and she's amazing.
True.
Oh,
and you knew I was trying to get out?
Yes.
No, we good. No, and listen, here's why, because we got to hear one more thing from Michaela.
This Hometown Throwdown is brought to you by Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall. Unlock excitement.
Yeah, and then, no 170, you know what? We're going to do a 177-second survey. So Andrew Santino, here's your homework during the break, everybody. If you don't know who Andrew Santino is, I'm telling you know who Andrew Santino is. You just don't know his name. You know how I know that? Because yesterday, and believe it or not, we do pre-prepare for this show. There's actual work that goes into it.
Okay.
I know it doesn't seem like it.
But we do.
There is. No, yesterday, while I was watching football, And I'm pounding away and stuff. And I'm like, what the hell, Andrew Santino? What the F, are they giving us? What's this slop that they're here? And then I went, ooh, Andrew Santino. I love Andrew Santino.
Yeah.
I just didn't realize I loved Andrew Santino till I saw who he's that guy from that thing. He is. What we decided is he's got the Best Friends podcast with Bobby Lee. You've seen the clips all over TikTok, all over Instagram. You have.
Mm-hmm.
I promise. He's also got another whiskey thing. Can I tell you a side story?
Yeah.
I was going to do a podcast called Whiskey and Bull. And the idea was me and my boys, we were going to really, it was a ripoff of Kevin Hart and his Plastic Cup Boys. We were just going to rip it off, but it was going to be white dudes and some black dudes too. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we were going to do Whiskey and Bull. And Andrew Santino's already doing whiskey. As I'm reading through and I'm like, what's the name of his podcast again? And it turns out that he has two of them, and one of them is the Best Friends one. And the other one is, guess what? Not that it was a totally original idea anyway, but him and his boys sit around and drink whiskey and talk mess.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I'm like, well, back to the drawing board.
Great.
Great.
Love that. Congratulations,
yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah, good for you, brother.
I'm going to steal my pal's idea.
Andrew Santino live at Encore Theater at Wynn Las Vegas in March. Your tickets coming up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey?
We got Davina Moran from GVR.
Hey, Davina. What's going on?
Hi.
How are you, pal?
Hi.
What'd you say?
Oh, just saying, nothing much. Driving to work.
Because I said, what's going on? You know what? And that's not part of your 177-second survey, but we'll sure start there. You know what? What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Be specific.
I did 12 loads of laundry.
Hell yeah, dude. Nice job. Sometimes that's all you need. Sometimes that's all you got. Doesn't have to be sexy. Sometimes you just got to be effective. You're ready for the week.
Exactly. Well, for the weekend, for Halloween.
right. Okay. So would you say, are you in a relationship?
No.
So this is interesting to me.
Do you believe this to be true, this statement to be true? Men take Halloween more seriously than women.
I will say yes, because all my family members, usually their husbands, always have like Halloween themed parties where they have mazes in the backyard or like just going all big and out for like Halloween. Girls,
oh my God. When she says it like that, Michaela, doesn't it make a lot more sense?
Absolutely.
That, so where, see, I didn't feel that way at all. And then, but you're so right. And then this, what you just said, Davina, makes this make more sense. 52% of men will splurge on the premium candy, the full size bars, you know what I'm hearing, to make sure that they're a good candy house. And men are more likely to be judgy about what the neighbors are handing out. That makes so much more sense to me now. And because I will promise you that the day that Town Scary, or the, you know, that I don't end up doing Town Scary again, whatever it is, I will be the house that sits out in front of, that sits out in their driveway. We'll have a big thing of candy. We'll probably go to our neighbors, but we'll have a big thing of candy, and then we'll have two crock pots going. One of them will have cider for the littles, and the other will have cider for the bigs, if you know what I'm saying. Do you know what I'm saying, Michaela?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes on Halloween, I like my cider with a little Captain Morgan in it. I'm just saying.
Oh. And we don't judge. Good for you.
No, and we would have that for, and we would give that out in addition to candy. You know why?
Oh, that's so great.
Because I would want people to go, Chet's house is the greatest house. They have full-size candy bars and booze.
Oh, yeah. Your house is getting swarmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I love it. I'll stop by.
See, you're invited. You're totally invited, but only if you promise to take us to Andrew Santino.
Okay.
Well, we'll provide our own tickets. We'll go with you, but we just won't go with you. Is that all right?
Okay, that sounds fine with me.
Okay, so it's a date. Saturday, March 21st, yeah. Encore Theater at the Wynn. You've got your tickets. We'll get ours, and we'll see you there, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
She's like, I'm not sure what I just got myself into.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woohoo! Right about 8:04, Monday morning, the 27th day of October. Happy Halloween week, everybody. Woohoo! And supposedly weather for Town Scary on Friday. Perfect. 80 degrees. Down to about 60 once the sun goes down, so it'll be great. I will once again be going as longtime radio personality Chet Buchanan.
Exciting!
Somebody. Here's what we learned a number of years ago: if you're on stage trying to host a costume contest, but you're also in costume, they don't like. There's no. And if you haven't been to Town Scary, it's a little chaotic, these costume contests.
Yeah.
Michaela got her first. Was that your first one last year, or was that your second one?
My first one.
Yeah. So, it was awesome. Okay, how would you describe, as somebody who's now done it, you've got one under your belt, how would you describe the costume contest?
Listen, I think they're very fun. I think the little kids are awesome. There was a few adults we had to ask to remove themselves from the competition just because, like, up against 5-year-olds. Let the kids win. But other than that, it was good.
So the fun part is always, to Michaela's point, so there's a lot of people at Town Scary. There's not so many that it's too much, but there's enough that it's a lot, and it's cool. And there's candy everywhere. There's tons of candy. It's absolutely free at Town Square. Starts at 4 o'clock, goes till 8. We'll do costume contests every half hour up until 7. So 4:30, 5, 5:30, 6, 6:30, then that's it. And the signups go quick.
Yeah.
We're only able to do like 10, you know, and well, her little brother, they go as groups, whatever. That's fine. We try to keep that under control. But then there will inevitably be people that will just bypass the sign-up process and just throw their kid up on stage. And at that point, we've got to go, sorry, these people all signed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll get some adult that has gone all out. They look amazing.
They do look amazing.
You know, we get it. You spent 5 hours in makeup to be Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Good for you.
But you can go to a nightclub.
And get an actual prize.
Yeah.
I mean, like 5K. I know you want to crush these 5-year-olds that are on stage.
Show them who's boss, babe.
My costume's way better than this kid's.
You've paid your dues.
We understand.
Yeah.
But we're not giving you a coloring book. We're not.
Sir, get off the stage.
What do you mean I have to get off the stage? Who's going to make me? Don't you put your hands on me. Well, okay. Don't you put yours on me either. Yeah. Let's just be adults here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
That's great.
Yeah, we haven't had a good where like voices get raised. We haven't had that in a couple of years. It's been pretty good. Mm-hmm. I've probably just welcomed that evil into our lives now. So,
oh, yay.
So I'd be at Town Scary on Friday. You never know what's going to happen.
And get real frightening real quick. Not the costumes.
Can get real scary.
It's trauma. No, just kidding.
No, there's plenty of security.
Much fun. And the weather was amazing. I think it'll be great this weekend, too.
Yeah. No, it is. The weather's going to be perfect. Yeah. So we'll see you on Friday. Relationship rehab. One of our buddies has gotten into a little trouble. He winky-faced at a girl on social media. She uploaded a picture. Somebody brought cupcakes into the office, and she took a picture of yum, you know, cupcake, holding the cupcake up next to her face. She may have had her tongue out. I don't remember. You know, like to the side.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, look at me. I'm cute.
You know, you guys know.
That is the sound you make. Yeah. That is exactly the sound you make.
You're like, smile.
Yeah, is my tongue's out. You're right. Exactly the sound.
I could have given you better context instead of like,
Well,
but
I had momentarily looked away, but if I'd have just given it a second and thought it through, I would have realized that's exactly that sound.
Thanks, dude. Yeah.
So she did that. Responds with, enjoy your cupcake. Winky face.
Oh.
I'm going to save. I really want to just blurt stuff out. I'm not going to. His girlfriend is now mad at him. And they fought about it all weekend. Because she's not talking to him. They didn't. Actually, there was no fight. There was no fight. She's mad at him. He's trying to get her to not be mad at him. And she ain't having it. She's just flat not talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled the Michaela.
Yeah. Nope. Just
throw him in jail. Throw him in silent jail.
I would have confronted him, but throw him in jail.
After.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's after the silent. You would have given him silent treatment for a hot minute.
No, I don't do silent treatment. Me?
You are a liar. You?
Me?
My love. Me? Whoa.
Babe, I would benefit if I was more silent.
You have been known to not answer the phone when they've
but
called.
But I don't think that's silent.
That's
I
not
just don't
silent.
Think
that's just I don't want to pick up the phone. Oh, no, babe. If we got a problem, I might take a few moments to
that wasn't intentional.
Observe the situation.
That was just how
but
I
then we're going for
the record. For the record, this is getting better as it goes along.
It's so good. Don't confuse me, baby.
I apologize. I misread.
Yeah,
Misread. Sorry.
It's all good.
Thank God not directed at me. I'm just saying, from what I've heard, from the stories I've been told, that's great. So his girlfriend's mad. Well, she is giving him silent treatment. She ain't talking to him.
All right, sister.
because she sees it as him flirting and that there's some sort of innuendo with the winky face, that there's innuendo attached. Is it ever okay? The question has been leveled. Is it ever okay for a guy to winky face a girl if he is in a relationship? 702-364-9898. It's Relationship Rehab, only on the Chet Buchanan Show and nowhere else.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
I got in many of these instances, I believe there are layers here with Relationship Rehab. A buddy of ours, it's a name you would know, Michaela, if I showed you. Or you might. I think you would. In a bit of trouble. Winky faced at another girl on social media. She uploaded a picture of a cupcake with the, what's the sound with your tongue out? Yeah. Peace sign. I'm being cute.
Yeah.
Which, okay, is that? It would sound like I was victim blaming. It's not what I mean here. It's not. Is that not flirty in and of itself?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I do it all the time though. I'm not flirting with anyone. I just like to.
Yeah, you're not flirting with anybody. It's just being cute.
Yeah, it also definitely can't be. We don't know the intent.
Oh man, how ugly is this? This is ugly. When you go that route, it's the old she's asking for it. Mm-hmm. No, you pervert. Keep it in your, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just keep it in your pants.
That'd
stop it. Okay.
You're
right. Well, I'm glad we had that conversation.
Yeah, same.
She uploaded a pic of a cupcake, tongue out, whatever. He comments, in the comments, he writes back, enjoy your cupcake, winky face. And his girlfriend's mad because she says he's flirting and that there's innuendo. I just came up with another question too. Is it ever okay for a guy to winky face at another girl if he's in a relationship? Where are we starting, Adrian?
We will start with Jennifer Romero from North.
Why not? No better place. Hey, Jen.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Hey.
She's super overreacting, man.
Okay.
She's overreacting. It sounds like she's feeling a little bit jealous. I think that it's a her problem, not a him problem.
Because
you can comment something like that. You can comment, you know, something like a winky face or whatever. That doesn't mean it's innuendo. It really doesn't mean that he's being flirty. It just means, hey, maybe he's doing the winky face because she's doing the winky face in the picture. It could be a million and five different things.
Okay. Okay, Your Honor.
I feel like
okay,
if you're a lesser man, then that's a problem, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask another question, though. Let me ask another question. And what does he mean? What does he mean? Enjoy your cupcake, winky face.
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
That means enjoy your cupcake.
Winky face.
I like your smile. What is, I like your style.
I understand, but what does winky face mean?
I mean, she's making a winky face in the picture, right?
Tongues out.
So maybe it could be that. I mean, it could be a million and five different things. I mean,
so he's matching energy. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's all right. You know, it's a comment. It's not like he was telling her to her face. I mean, like, if he was telling her that, like, in person, like, oh, yeah, enjoy it. Like,
I don't know.
She just needs to calm down.
In 2025, if you're in the comments, that's to their face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Old school, I guess.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But.
But you're right.
Just
Chet, that's how you communicate for sure now.
Yeah, and you think you're being sly.
Mm-hmm.
But Jennifer, I'll tell you, you have an ally, and he's right over here to my left. One Adrian Hernandez, I could see it, and I knew it was coming.
No, 100%. You guys are saying that's how we communicate. Yeah, but you still can't tell interpretation on how a text gets sent, like what the mood is.
My
and,
man's
and also,
trying to get,
Like, if you're in my, if you know what I'm commenting, if you see that constantly, go get a job. You have too much time on your hands. Instagram.
My man's trying to get a not guilty verdict on a technicality.
Yeah. Instagram.
He's trying to get a technicality. I wasn't really in the room, Your Honor. I didn't kill him. Oh, come on, man.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. And also,
you can't trust your man enough to, like, understand that he's probably not flirting or, you know, like, that sounds like it's way deeper than just a comment. Maybe he's a repeat offender or something like that, but that sounds like she needs to just chill.
What, like I said, you've got an ally in the producer studio. Yeah. And I think because Michaela, do you believe this is shady?
Hell yeah. You don't need to wink. You can make a cupcake emoji.
Michaela, you are a known name in public. You are attractive. People can come up to you with the intentions of they're trying to flirt with you.
Wait, say more.
You're just
continue down that line first before you go the other way.
You
it's Monday.
You got an ally in me, babe. Okay.
So that's right. Yeah, you make it. She may flip her. You may flip her.
What about the attraction?
No, okay.
Keep going.
But so wait.
Go
so ahead, then she's doing her thing. Like if she's got a workout video up or whatever. Go ahead and finish your point, because I think
she doesn't know what the other person's intention is, so she's just being nice. And now I could be Michaela's partner and view that, why are you flirting? Like, no, Michaela has to talk back and say things.
Michaela's not winky facing.
But I'm not winky facing, because I know winky face, if I left that under somebody's page, that's flirting.
The other day, honest to God, I did this.
Not for everybody.
The other day, Michaela... because Adrian doesn't care. It's Wild Wild West. You can do whatever you want. It's anarchy with Adrian. There's no repercussions for anything.
That's not
with
true,
Adrian.
But go there's ahead.
It's the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I did, but I responded. Somebody said something nice to me, and I responded without thinking. I responded with the sideways kiss face.
Oh yeah.
Was that inappropriate? Because I don't really know what that meant, but it was like I'm blowing you a kiss. But I meant like thank you. I'm blowing you a kiss type of thing.
Listen, I don't think you meant any harm, but I do think that as a society we should probably go over emojis, because I remember one time a girlfriend of mine left the eggplant emoji under someone's page, and we're like, girl, take it down.
What did she think it meant?
She was Italian. It was at like an Italian dinner, and she was like, she's saying, I love fried eggplant. We're like, take the emoji now.
Yeah.
It's not what you think it is.
Yeah, by the way, what you think is prayer hands is actually a high five. Now, you think it's, and it's funny because then if you see the, you know, when you get it in your text and it's got motion to it, then you see it goes, sorry, I'm doing it for the room. You can't see it, but it makes.
It puts it together. Put the hands
together. Yeah, and it separates. So it's a high five, and it's not prayer hands, even though I still will use it as prayer hands, even though I know it's high five, because I mean prayer hands, and that's what it's going to be.
1,000,000% same.
Who else? Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca on the side of, yes, winky face, bad.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, you're like, enjoy the cupcake. I'm like, okay, first off, you don't need to let her know that. She's going to enjoy it without your comment. And
what was the voice again? Hang on, what was the voice again?
What?
Rebecca, no, you did it. Do read the comment again, what he said, because you said it a certain way, and you're not, to me, you're not wrong.
Oh, enjoy that cupcake?
Enjoy your cupcake.
Enjoy your cupcake.
And winky face? Okay, smooth operator.
What? You know he's waiting for some kind of, like, a reaction or a response when he does that. Like, come on.
Enjoy
that's lick the frosting. That's what he's saying.
That's where I hear it.
That's lick the frosting and send me a picture.
Exactly, Chet.
Peel that wrapper off, baby.
Yeah, take it off.
Adrian, you're not so innocent. Don't be over there in that room.
You guys are crazy.
What do you mean? What do you mean, all of you?
No, because it's baffling to me that if that was his intention, he wouldn't leave it in the comments. He would send a DM, not
sure
to the
he
world.
Would. Because guys are dumb.
Yep.
And so are some girls. That they think they're smooth.
Right.
They think they're. He's playing the same game you are right now. Like, no, it don't mean nothing, babe.
I don't believe
it. It don't mean nothing.
Yes.
But if she was like,
yeah, boy, or whatever the response is. No, I don't
know. Keep that going. What was it, Chad? No.
I don't know.
No, say it again.
Boy. Yeah, boy. I don't know what comes after that. I really don't.
Don't? I need you to.
Yeah, boy.
It's something like that.
Is that what happens? Chetty?
I don't know.
Is that what happens?
I don't know.
Chetty, is that how
I've been married for a long time.
I'm so sorry now.
I swear to God, anything that happens this week, I'm going to go, yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
I don't know what happens.
Give it a shoulder roll. Yeah, boy. Yeah, take
the daddy's card.
Take that little cupcake dress off.
Yeah, Rebecca. All right. Let's see if we get. Let's see if we can get a deciding vote. Lish, our buddy Lish from Boulder City. There, you know what? They're solid thinkers in Boulder City. Mm-hmm. They don't mess around. Yeah. All right, Lish. How do you feel about this? Is there? Let me read again. Is it ever okay for a guy to winky face another girl if he is in a relationship?
You know, and maybe just because I've been married so long, I don't care. I think that everybody has an interpretation of the emojis nowadays, that it doesn't matter. Either you're flirting or you're not. It's up to your interpretation. I don't care. Oh. I use it as a sarcastic. So, I mean, I guess I'm maybe not your deciding vote, but.
that's true, because honestly, sometimes people do use it for sarcasm.
Yep.
My dad uses a smiley face. That's what he thinks it is.
Goodbye.
Okay,
goodbye.
But enjoy saying. That. Okay, let's go with what your dad thinks.
No, I'm just saying the interpretation of what the emoji.
No, it's another. Sure. Okay, so Lish, your interpretation of, and I'll say it without a voice. Enjoy your. I'll say it nice. Enjoy your cupcake, winky face. Is that so? That's it's okay.
I use it as sarcasm. So, yeah, I mean, I do it a lot. I do it
in this case
person, with a thumbs up. I do it online.
I understand. I mean, in this case is enjoy your cupcake, winky face. Is that sarcasm?
Well, I mean,
I think a little context here with she's making what face, Michaela? And then he's responding, enjoy your cupcake, winky face. Sarcasm? I think not.
So what? So what's behind it, though? I mean, we don't know any other context except that, right? Does he give her reason to doubt?
Yes, but being case, judgmental is universal.
Don't be judgmental.
Oh, my God, we don't have a show if we're not judgmental. I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Welcome Monday. Honestly, it started off, there were a lot of people struggling. I think now at 9 o'clock exactly, I think we're making solid strides. I think it's good. I think it's going to turn out okay. This whole week is going to be fantastic, man. Never ever forget how great it is. How great it is to be in Las Vegas at this time of the year. 80
It's all week long. Out.
Ready for Town Scary on Friday. Oh, speaking of Halloween, I've been meaning to ask you about this. As he pounds the counter in frustration, because I've been meaning to ask you this all day. So, what is this costume that you finally settled on for Halloween?
Man, okay, listen. I am so bummed out.
Man!
I know why.
See, you're frustrated too. Yeah. Pound the counter, it helps. Oh,
my passion is serious.
Me too.
Listen, I was very excited to be a showgirl this year. And I have my costume from my music video. And I was like, I want to wear it. One of my dear friends made it. I wanted to show it off. I was excited.
And it all works. Taylor Swift tie-in. All the things.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like the year to do it. I was so excited. I spent a lot of money on it. I was ready. Unfortunately, we do live band karaoke at Fountain Blue, which you know.
Oh, yeah.
And on Friday
Fortunately,
night,
you do. Fortunately. It's great.
Yeah. No, fortunately, just unfortunately for the costume. Thank you for checking me on that. So I did not initially have plans for Halloween, but I'm going to go host the event on Friday night. But the theme is 80s night at live band karaoke at Fountain Blue. So then I was like, oh, no. Do I need to be an 80s theme or can I wear my showgirl costume?
Simple for me.
But Lisa was like, No, you need to wear your 80s costume everybody else. Okay, go. No, give it to me.
No, she's an idiot.
Thank you. Chet, you can't call.
No, I love Lisa. You know, I can say, I say that with love, and that's how I show love. That's how I show love. No, you, first of all, showgirls are universal. hang on.
Make this valid point. Yes, make this valid point.
I think I've got this.
Yeah, I'm hooked.
Oh, damn it. I thought you could make a case that you were showgirls from the movie, but that was 90s.
Okay, but off your point, because you're so smart, there was Jubilee, there was showgirls in the 80s, like you said.
It's exactly what I was going to do. I would go, yeah. Ooh, showgirl, not 80s. Yes, I'm from Jubilee.
Yes.
Shut up.
Are you kidding me? The way that this argument makes so much sense to me, and I was not anticipating this at all.
extra smirk. You know what I mean? Extra smirk, like you're the idiot. You're like, no, you're dumb.
Yeah.
You know, not me. I'm not dumb. You're dumb. And you just look at it. What are you? Hello?
Duh. The showgirls were in the 80s.
Do you not recognize this costume? Jubilee showgirl. God, do you know anything?
Oh my God, we'll turn it on then.
So you say,
them feel bad. Say,
oh God, what are you drunk?
What do you now live in Vegas? Have you never been to Vegas before?
What are you new?
Yeah, would you get here 2005? Loser. I don't know. I'm just going off.
Listen, I've lived here since Rancho stopped at Rainbow. Or no, it's the other way. Since Sahara stopped at Rainbow.
Yeah, that's you how heard it works. The man.
Because Rancho and Rainbow go the same direction. My bad.
You could literally say anything you wanted. The way that you made my case for me, I support it all. That's right. Rancho goes to Rainbow.
Yeah, no, that's how they used to
you
say
said it.
We used to ride motorbikes and go to bonfires out in the desert. When Sahara stopped at Rainbow. Or Rancho. Whatever.
You know.
Sahara stopped at Rancho. Those are the really old schoolers. But then at that point, then if you've gone, well, I got here, if you say at Rancho, then they go, God, you're old.
Yeah.
But you could say Sahara stopped at Rainbow. That's you're old, but you're not that old.
Right.
I literally, when I got here, true story. When I got here, Sahara stopped at Fort Apache. Or no, at Town Center.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah. And 215 had stoplights. 215 stopped at Decatur when I moved here.
Dang. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Remember?
Yeah, dude.
You had to get off at Decatur, I think.
I think so, too. Yeah.
And then you could pick it up on the backside and there were stoplights. Adrian's like, what?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was different.
What?
Listen, here's what everyone needs to hear. Chet said I could wear my showgirl costume to the 80s party. So
bingo.
I am.
Yeah, why not?
I love that your backup is the dude who doesn't dress up for Halloween. That's
okay, now you shut up. Oh. Listen, that's enough. That's enough from
Adrian,
you.
Adrian, if it's going in my favor, it's the right answer, okay? Doesn't matter who it is.
I'm on Lisa's side.
Wait a minute, what are you trying to... what do they say, attacking my credibility, sir? Is that what you're doing?
Okay.
Yeah, he said he's seen Lisa.
How many people...
If the glove fits...
Okay, let me ask you this, Mr. I've got 14 bajillion followers on social media for my wrestling podcast.
Uh-huh.
Lower your tone.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many times have you stepped into the wrestling ring, sir?
I refuse to until I get into a match. Out of respect.
How many times have you taken a bump?
Circle.
How many times have you taken a bump, sir?
Well, listen,
I have.
Private.
I had my ribs dislocated.
I did it once. Didn't like it.
They did little back in the old days of Beecher's Madhouse. I was the referee for little people wrestling, and the guy jumped off the ropes and missed. And he missed. He broke my ribs.
Did he put? Did you have the referee uniform on?
Hell yeah, I did.
Okay, there you go.
Hell yeah.
Right. No, I was official. It was real. There's a picture there somewhere as this guy is flying through the air.
I can't. Wait.
And then seconds later, it's literally like the music, like the movie. You might be wondering how I got myself in this situation. Let me explain. And then 2 seconds later, he was a little bit, he missed high and cracked two of my ribs.
Oh my God.
It was terrible.
Listen, and you're still hardcore, Chet.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I just do what I do. I'm so desperate to be on stage. I'll do whatever. I'll do anything that I'm told.
No. 3, 2, 1. Normal people have normal lives. Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
We all know, what's the worst part of a bathroom? What's the grossest part of a bathroom?
Sitting on the stall?
No. No.
What?
The door handle.
Oh, God, yes.
Door handle, worst. Strangely enough, okay, door handles, faucet knobs, flush levers, those are touched frequently with unwashed hands. You know what's not so bad at all?
What?
The seat.
Really?
True story. Public toilet, here, I'll just read this.
Yeah.
Public toilets can harbor bacteria and viruses, which we all know, especially when cleaning is infrequent. However, most infections come from contact with contaminated hands or surfaces, not from the seat.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how it all works, but yeah, they just say, make sure you wash your hands. The same old, make sure you wash your hands. Use paper towels. Don't use those blower things.
Right, right.
Clean the seat if you need to. And they also say hovering is not great for you. It's not as good for you as you think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Instead of just full sit.
Some about your innards and you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're better off sitting while you're doing your business than you are hovering because the seat ain't that bad.
Okay, fine.
Weird. I don't know. I thought it was interesting and weird. I don't have a punchline. I don't have anything else to tell you.
No, well, you know what? It was informative.
Take this knowledge and go forth in the world, people.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know, before we go, which, by the way, I know I said this on Friday as well, shout out to Inkira Kazuka.
Oh, yeah.
Who loves this bit.
She does?
The same as I do, because she goes, I learn things that I never would have known.
It is true. It is true. And I take some of these facts later on in life and I say them out loud.
Yeah, and it's like...
Yep.
Okay, good. So I'm not the only one.
You're not.
No American, and if you think about this, it's true, no American has ever died outside of our atmosphere. So everybody that we've sent up into space, they've all come back.
Okay.
Right? The three people who did die were Russian cosmonauts on the Soyuz 11 spacecraft in 1971. They had some sort of leak. It depressurized, and they didn't make it.
Oh, wow.
They also, I note, they lost a dog that had become super when they were first orbiting craft.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost a dog, and I think it was a similar... I want to say reentry. Gross. But yeah. Have a great day, everybody. No, I'm just kidding.
I was with you, though.
Billboard magazine goes all the way back to 1894. It was an actual magazine. Yeah, for real. An actual magazine about actual billboards. They started focusing on music more in the 1930s as music became a bigger deal.
Yeah.
And really quick, I want to do this one. Marlon Brando, the great actor.
Yes.
Marlon Brando, 16 children.
Wow.
It is believed, but not confirmed, that he is the father of a 17th child. Nobody's admitting, but, you know, rumors.
Sure.
The 17th child is a woman named Linda Carroll. Linda went on to have a daughter, Courtney Love. It's possible.
No.
Some might even say probable. Marlon Brando.
No.
Is Courtney Love's grandfather.
Chet, I'm blown away.
I know.
No way.
That's why I wanted to make sure I did that
one. Oh, my God. That would be insane.
Even though we're out of time. We got to go. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC or on Instagram at 98.5KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I've put an emphasis for no reason at all. Just because a bunch of my friends are on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm looking for a gig or anything, but I just thought I would start posting more on LinkedIn. And so, yes, thank you for noticing.
Love that.
That's great.
Good for you.
I just like it. Like I said, a bunch of my buddies are on there and it's fine. Adrian.
Yo, fresh off of this weekend and ComplexCon, a bunch of new content is on Unlikely, so just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube. Be sure to follow me at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and on TikTok, and have a wonderful day.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
Are you on LinkedIn?
No, I think I am. I get notifications, but I haven't been on in 20 years.
I bet you could find her, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, Gordon.
Give it a shot.
On LinkedIn. I'm going to go look.
Send me a message.
Why not? What else is going on with you?
I'm chilling today, baby.
Beauty.
I know.
Very nice.
Needed.
Okay, good. Well, then make sure, while you've got a couple of minutes today, make sure you reach out to somebody and tell them you love them that you haven't told in a while, because you never know when you won't get that chance again. And, hey, let's throw a little positivity and a little love out there in the world, huh? Lift each other up. Tell somebody they did a good job. You can do it. Quit being so freaking salty at work.
Yeah.
So it's almost, some would say with Halloween on Friday that it is the holidays. So, do that. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Bye, guys. The Chet Buchanan Show.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Your cold is coming, your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.